Remember the good old days? Those wonderful times when we all gathered together to hear those great stories that let our imaginations run wild. It was a simpler time when you could let your hair down and relax, a time of glory and honor. Well, come join us in the living room and relive those fun times again as we enjoy classic TV and radio shows right here on Radio America.
That admiral was quite a bird. He faced the ice and snow just to tell the Eskimos what everyone should know. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, gas and electric ranges, water heaters and home freezers. Originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Norge presents the Red Skelton Radio Show. Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, the man with the station wagon physique and the convertible face, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red. Say, boy, what happened to your car? It really looks beat up.
Yeah, I was going to have it repainted and get a new top, but then I ran into some material shortages.
What material?
Money.
Money?
Yeah, money.
Oh, yes. I've been working for you so long, I almost forgot what that was.
That wasn't anything.
But, about your car, how'd you get it banged up so much in the first place?
Well, I took it to one of those downtown parking lots. You know those places where they take your car for a down payment? As a parking fee?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I drove onto the lot, and I asked the guy to be careful about denting my car. And he really was.
They're the nicest dents you've ever seen.
Lucky he didn't damage the engine.
What? Lucky what?
So I've got a hangnail, and it covers the words here. I said, I'm lucky he didn't damage the engine.
Oh.
It was okay when I took it out of the trunk.
Well, in a case like that, aren't they liable?
Huh?
I said, in a case like that, aren't they liable?
Yeah, if you say anything about it, they're liable to do it again.
Well, the way I heard it, you pulled in, parked in the center of the lot, and walked away with the keys. Now, don't you think a thing like that irritates the parking lot attendants?
It helps. When I got back into the car, I found I was parked in the last row. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I missed something here. Wait a minute now. I messed up this one.
Yes, you did.
I forgot to say that it was 5 feet across, and it was 3 feet deep.
300 feet deep.
This writing's so close to the paper. It's so
you say it was 5 feet across and 300 feet deep?
5 feet across, yeah. And 300 feet deep, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, that sounds like an alley.
Maybe that's why that truck kept going through unscrambling cars.
Say, how'd you ever get your car out from behind all those others?
Oh, it was easy. I shifted into the reverse, and I give her the gun, and I backed out about 60 miles an hour. And I maneuvered it all around the other cars, yeah. And finally got out without a scratch.
Did all this actually happen, Red?
Yeah. It was the dream I had while I was being pulled out of the wreck. I kind of feel bad about it because I'd planned to drive the car to Washington, D.C. the next vacation.
Well, why Washington?
Well, my mother brought me up never to squander money, so where else could I learn how not to do it? That ain't what it says, but it will have to do.
Well, you liked Washington, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It's really a wonderful city. Gleaming white buildings and the Treasury Department,
broad avenues in the Treasury Department, beautiful memorials in the Treasury Department, huge new...
No, just a minute. The Treasury Department...
Let me mention the Pentagon, will you? And the Treasury Department.
Yes. The Treasury Department seems to have made quite an impression on you.
Annually. Hey, you know, I took my uncle in where they're making money.
Yeah.
And when he saw them printing the money on the press, he says, "How do you like the dirty crooks? They're stealing my idea." They let me hold a $10,000 bill in my hand.
Really?
Yeah, of course, my feet was nailed to the floor. Well, now, shall we tell some jokes?
Say, where'd you stay the last time you were there, Red?
I stayed at the Statler Hotel.
That's a pretty classy place.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a suite?
Mm-hmm.
I say it was a pretty classy place. Did you have a suite?
No, I took my wife with me.
Oh.
Boy, I never saw a place so worried about politics. Everyone's trying to predict the next election.
Well, that isn't so hard.
Yeah. Hey, who do you think will win the election? The Democrats or Republicans?
Eisenhower.
I still... Well, my question hasn't been answered yet. Hey, I think we better let David Rose and his orchestra play, huh? Uh-huh.
If you thought buying a washing machine was just a necessary evil, you're in for a pleasant surprise when you see the Norge triple action washer in the new Pyramid model. It's not only streamlined in looks, it's streamlined in action. If you've been shopping around, you've probably noticed that these new full skirt washers have a tendency to tip over, but not this new Norge. For the Norge Pyramid model is the only full skirt washer with a wider base and 5 instead of the usual 4 casters to prevent tipping. It rolls as lightly as a kiddie car, but you can anchor it from either side with the tip of your toe, because 2 of the casters are self-locking. Of course, the most important thing about this new Norge is that it gets your clothes cleaner in less time. Norge Triple Action really gets the deep down dirt, yet the average load takes only 7 minutes. And folks, when you buy a new Norge wringer washer, you can count on quality, even in the parts you can't see. Ask your Norge dealer to show you the new pyramid model washers, for you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a chapter about Sunday dinners. It's a story about Clem Kadiddlehopper, a moocher.
Well, here I am.
I sound like Margaret being dragged through a knothole. Oh, sure, well, anyhow, that's the words to the song, anyhow.
Words?
Yeah, if I could just remember the tune. Boy, here it is Sunday. Seems like only yesterday it was Saturday.
But I love Sunday, though, you know. Nobody works and I don't look so conspicuous.
Boy, am I hungry. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. And if that butcher keeps raising prices, I probably have to.
He either gets them late or enjoys them long. I don't know.
Well, I wish I had time to sit down and read Gene Fowler's new book, Snozzolo. It's all about Jimmy Durante. Well, look who's coming down the street, old Mac Davis. Maybe he'd read the Fowler book to me.
Howdy, Clem.
Howdy, Mac.
What's that in your hand, Clem?
Well, I ain't sure. Either I found a rope or I've lost a cow. Now, that's from one of them Gene Fowler books.
Yes, it is. Tell me, what are you going to do for a living now?
Well, I got a job delivering newspapers, you see. Mm-hmm. Extra, extra, read all about it. I wish I could.
Well, maybe if you earn some money, you can persuade Daisy June to be serious about you. You know, she's been seeing other men.
Yeah, and the moment they start seeing her, that'll be the end of that.
Of course,
that girl's got a head that wore out four bodies.
Really? Of course, you can't exactly blame her for playing around. You know, when you went on your trip, she was sort of at loose ends.
As I recollect, she was kind of saggy in the middle, too. Well, here's where she lives. I think I'll mosey in and see what they're having for Sunday dinner. See you later, Matt. Would you read the Durante book to me someday?
Oh, hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy June.
That was a brothy hello.
Well, the reason I talk like that, I'm a broth of a boy, they say.
Come closer, Clem, so you can smell the new perfume I'm wearing.
I smell it. I can't get any closer.
Don't you like it?
What is it, Rabbit Hutch number 3? It's really fine, it's really fine, but don't you think the glue factory down the road may complain?
Don't be funny, Clem. Are you on your way home?
Yep. I'm due there for supper. We're having blackstrap molasses.
Well, I have to go in and prepare a chicken dinner. Well, why don't you say something, Clem?
I can't. My mouth is watering so fast. You don't have to have a blotter, do you?
Is food all you think of, Clem?
No, right now I'm thinking about you and how lovely you are.
Now, somehow I got the feeling. I got the feeling your mind is on something else.
No, I'm just thinking about you. Now, don't think this is just flattery to get something to eat, because it ain't. You've got the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. I love that red one. One red one and one green one. If your nose was only amber, we could make a stoplight out of it. Oh, you've really got pretty hands and pretty eyes and the most shapely drumsticks. Well, now there I've let the cat out of the bag.
I hear you got a new job since you came back from your trip, Clem.
Yes.
Delivering papers.
Yeah, they wouldn't take me back on the hockey team.
Why not?
They finally got a real puck.
Well,
I don't get half of this stuff myself till I hear it.
I'm sure glad to see you working.
Yep.
I hope you're saving your money.
That I am. I'm saving it up for a torso. A torso.
A true soul is for a girl.
Well, I'm thinking about getting one of them, too.
Oh, man. I thought I was your girl.
Well, you're a wonderful cook, Daisy June. And you talk pretty good, too.
Thank you, Clam.
But sometimes a man likes to just to sit back and look.
Clam.
Yep.
Are you still a seeing the widow?
Sure, I see her. There's nothing wrong with my eyes.
That's too fast. She didn't get that at all.
Yeah, I kind of like that widow, you know.
Oh, Clam, she's two-faced.
I know. That's what I like about her. You can kiss her coming or going.
You ought to have your eyes examined if you think she's attractive.
Well, looks ain't everything, you know. Beauty's only skin deep.
Of course, they ought to take her out and skin her.
Yes, they say beauty's only skin deep, but that's deep enough for me. I'm no cannibal, you know. Looks ain't everything, you know. I kind of feel sorry for that widow.
See, it's the same thing. Whenever you're around a window or a widow, look out.
I kind of feel sorry for her. She's got all that money and no one to spend it on.
Clam cadiddle, Hopper.
Shame.
You only want her because her husband left her all that money.
Don't be silly. I'd want her no matter who left it to her.
Clam, you're a moron.
Well, you notice I ain't stuck up about it, don't you?
I'll give you some dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe then you'll forget the widow Brown.
Well, I can't forget her completely. That's where I'm having breakfast, you see.
Come in.
Yeah. Look, I bought myself a new bowl to replace the one you broke the last time I was here.
Gee, Clem, do you expect to eat out of this? It's a dog bowl.
Well, I know it's a dog bowl. But it's got high sides on it. Keeps my ears out of the food. Besides, he only uses it in the morning.
Oh, here comes Grandpa now.
Yeah.
He looks good today.
Yes, he does. He's
got color in his cheeks.
Yes, he's a much lighter green. Goes nice with his purple lips, don't he?
Grandpa, Clem's been hanging around that widow again.
Yeah.
Clem, you ought to know better than to hang around that widow.
Right.
She might lead you astray.
Oh, no, she won't. I know this country around here too well to get lost.
Forget the widow. Have you ever stopped to think what it would be like to be married to me?
Yes, I've thought about it.
So have I, Clem.
Gruesome, ain't it?
But, Clem, you need me.
I need you like I need another hole in my head.
You'll be sorry when some other feller comes along and marries me.
Well, I won't be as sorry as he'll be. Before I leave, please pay me for the paper I delivered this morning. I've got to eat, too, you know. One of these days, I hope to find out why.
Oh, you. Get out.
Well, what a fine howdy-do, slamming the door right in my face. Daisy June, open up. I refuse to leave unless you open that door.
Clam, did it hurt you when I slammed the door in your face?
Oh, no. My nose was always flat like this. Now I'll have to breathe through my ears.
Is that all you wanted?
No, I want to know if I come back, will you take me in your arms and will you kiss me?
Oh, yes, Clam.
That settles it. Goodbye.
Clam, now I'm all puckered up. You got to kiss me.
You're all puckered up?
Yes.
It's what you get for eating them persimmons. Well, go put your lipstick on.
You mean take it off?
No, put it on. I got to have a target, don't I?
Now, it'll have to be just a friendly kiss.
Oh?
Because Grandpa's in the next room.
Okay, I'll just give it one of those motherly kisses. That's what you get for running around with those Air Corps boys. Friendly little thing, ain't you?
Was that motherly?
Yeah. Now I know why Pop never left home.
And now the Smith Twins and Undecided.
Don't keep us apart. Make up your mind. You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense and you know it. Then you promise to return when you don't really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn and I show it. If you got a heart and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart. Make up your mind. You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? I'm undecided which way to go. Whether yes or whether no. What am I gonna do?
And now a wash day hint from Jesse Cartwright, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
Did you know you can wash frilly blouses or a fragile lace tablecloth right along with sheets and shirts in your Norge? Here's the trick. Just put the frilly things in a pillowcase and run a basting thread across the top. They'll be just as safe as if you'd washed them by hand.
How do you put the frills through the wringer?
You can leave them right in the pillow slip rod. Because with the new Norge Gentle Touch Wringer, the pressure instantly adjusts to any thickness, from blankets to hankies. It's easier on fabrics, and clothes come out drier.
Clothes come out cleaner, too, in less time, thanks to that gentle but penetrating Norge Triple Action. The average load takes just 7 minutes. But Norge has an automatic timer for any of 5 different washing times, from lightly soiled on up to very, very soiled. You just set the timer, and Norge shuts itself off automatically. Why not see the Norge Triple Action Washer in the new Pyramid model? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. A page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary or Sunday Morning at Junior's House. Have you ever noticed in the morning, the one morning that you can sleep late, the city decides to tear up the streets? And Junior prowls around the house like he was on horseback? Well, let's listen in and see what happens.
Boy, I sure is getting bored just laying here like this. I wonder why I wakes up before the rest of them. Could it be that the Sandman's not giving me my quota? Well, I wish there was something for me to do. So I was killing a little time to lay the side gig up, boy. Let's see if there's anything under my pillow that I could play with. Let's see. No. Let's see. What do I sleep in, a lifeboat? Well, nothing interesting there. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a pillow fight. I'm going to beat myself to death with a pillow. Hey, oh, look, it's snowing. Oh, boy. Now I know why I'm allergic to. Look at them feathers, boy. I better go out and get a chicken to take the blame for this, boy. On second thought, I'm going to get a broom and sweep it up. On third thought, why think about it at all? I'm going to get spanked for it. You might as well have a wheezing. I wonder if Pop you wait. If he ain't, I had the feeling that he is going to be. I'm going to go see him. Oh! I fell over a chair! I don't know. It's too dark to tell.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yes, I hurt myself.
That's a good boy.
Yeah. Well, they sure cherish me, don't they? Well, you wouldn't be so calm about it if you knew I broke a leg.
Junior!
Not my leg, the chair leg.
Now he tells me.
Yeah. Besides, I bruised me with a kneecap. My little kneecap. I can tell everybody, though, I got it in football. I rub the alcohol on it.
Don't say that word. You'll waken your father. He's trying to get some sleep. He got in late last night.
Yes, I know, I know. I heard the police sirens. But we better check on him and see if he's okay. It's locked. He knew I was coming. Let me out! Let me out!
Well, that's silly.
Let me in! That'll make Quinn if I ever saw one.
Oh, Junior. Now stop that, will you?
Don't look at me that sober way.
Do you want to wake up the whole house, young man?
Yes. Can you give me some tips?
Yes. I'll give you some tips. You get right back into your bed.
But I ain't sleepy!
Well, we are. I'll go back to bed.
I've been in bed so long that all my dreams are playing a return engagement.
Well, oh, I'm getting some more shut-eye. And don't
disturb me. He's been at it again. Well, I sure hope he sleeps it off so he can play with me today.
For the last time, your father doesn't drink.
Oh, he don't?
No, he's very tired.
Oh, yes, I know. Last night he came home tired to the gills.
Now then, look in there, Junior.
Right.
See how quietly your father's dropped off to sleep again?
Yeah.
Now, does he look like he's been drinking?
I don't know. Could you take that lampshade off his head so we get a better look? You ever see them silly guys at parties who put on lampshades? Hey, that bum's talking in his sleep. Hey, listen to him. Maybe he'll get some money out of him.
I can't hear him.
Wait, I'll fix it. You can't hear him.
Junior, stop pinching his nose.
I'm not pinching his nose. I'm trying to tune him in louder.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Make a point of visiting your Norge dealer this week to see the new Norge triple action washer with the exclusive non-tip pyramid design. It's the washer with the big porcelain lined tub that holds a larger load. The washer with the gentle touch wringer and the famous Norge triple action that actually gets clothes cleaner in less time. The washer that's built for years of easier wash days. Yes, see the new Norge Pyramid Model Washer at your Norge dealers soon. And now until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Listening to classic TV and radio on Radio America. We have a great variety of shows for you to enjoy, and we're adding more every day. We're happy you're listening, and we would appreciate any donations you could make so we can keep these great old programs coming. If there's a particular show you would like to hear, or you just want to make a comment, you can email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. Thank you, and join us again right here on classic TV and radio shows.